There's a couple of major award presentations, and I would like to first call up some representatives from the National Wild Turkey Federation, as they would like to present one of our officers annual distinguished award here. So I don't know, is Francis or Dean or who is going to be doing the presentation? Ron, are you doing it? Or okay.
Thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Along with me is Mike McKernan, who is a past state president, longtime NWTF member from up at Millbank, and now is on the national board. Mike, are you the first one from South Dakota to make the national board?
First one.
Quite an honor, so we have a voice on the national board. And then Francis testified earlier, he is the state chapter chair. I'm on the East Dakota chapter. I've been a member of NWTF for over 27 years. Also, it's kind of interesting, we're presenting the Wildlife Conservation Officer of the Year Award that NWTF in South Dakota has given out for the last 20 years. What we do is we solicit from the regional representatives, from our members, anybody, the public, if you have an officer in your area that you feel does an outstanding job, they can contact me or one of the other fellows on the committee, and we will submit an application, and then we make a selection in summer. And this year we've selected Matt Talbert as the 2019 Officer of the Year. Just a few things, and then I'll let Matt talk a little more. But Matt's been an officer stationed in Salem for a little over 11 years, Matt. He's a field training officer and one of the two national boating administrative accident instructors, or he can tell you more about it, but Matt's a great officer. And one of the things, a little trivia for you, I actually was a department representative and a law enforcement officer for many years. I started my career with the department in 1976, and my first duty station was Salem, South Dakota, where Matt is from. Now, that isn't why I selected him, or we selected him, but I did have a long career with the department and a lot of the years in law enforcement. I worked with many of the people in the room, and they're good people, good folks. But again, it's our honor to present Matt with the 2019 Wildlife Officer of the Year. Matt, you want to come up? We will also honor Matt at our state convention next month in Mitchell, and then Matt and his wife are going to go to the national convention, which is in Nashville, Tennessee in February, and Matt's name and his job will be in the running for the national award as well. Matt, you want to say a few words?
Well, they didn't tell me that they were going to ask me to talk, but the boating accident that Ron was talking about is just, there's two of us in the state that went to basically a boat accident reconstruction, that were certified to reconstruct boat accidents. And it's pretty common with vehicles, but boats, there's a lot more dynamics since everything happens on three planes, where it's a little more rare for vehicles to go airborne when they're in an accident. So, but that's what that is. So yeah, just very honored for this. And yeah, I don't have much else, so thank you very much.
Mike or Francis, you want to say a few words?
Just want to say congratulations to Matt, and you'll have a good time in Nashville. And we just want to, you know, this is one way the National Wild Turkey Federation has been great partnerships. Game, Fish, and Parks, we've been working with you guys forever, I think. So it's one of our best relationships, and I know you guys have told us it's the same way coming back. So I hope we keep it going. And this is one way we like to share it, is by recognizing a conservation officer every year.
Well, thank you very much, and appreciate all your effort and everything, and just look forward to seeing you down in Nashville and represent us all well.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, after this is all over and done with, we invite all the commissioners and Secretary Hepler and all the Game Fish and Parks over to a reception over at Nicky's. Now, how you get there, I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's not too far off of 81. You gave him directions. Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next, I believe Emmett and Jeff, are you guys coming up? I think we're going to hold our first ever graduation ceremony at a Game Fish and Parks meeting. I don't know if we've ever had a graduation ceremony, so, but this is a real a pleasure and an honor to for us to host this today, as we have the GF&P leadership cohort. The first cohort went through the process, and Emmett and Jeff are going to describe the process and what it all entails to everybody, and then we're actually going to have the graduation ceremony, correct, Emmett? So we'll turn it over to you and Jeff.
Thanks, Tom. It's